Do you ever find it easy to get distracted from your real work? Yeah. You ever feel like I'm not getting done what I need to get done? Yeah. You ever feel like your priorities just got shot out from underneath your feet? Yeah. You ever feel like, okay, it's halfway through the morning and I've lost my focus? I've lost the big perspective? That's when you need to pray.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days of Prayer. In these teachings, you'll learn how to cultivate a powerful prayer life and experience breakthrough in your relationship challenges, financial difficulties, bad habits, health crises, and many other areas of your life. Don't miss a single day of this life-changing series. If you would like to learn how to pray effective prayers with more confidence and greater faith than ever before, stay with us. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a great guided experience book by Pastor Rick called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. You can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 99000 while you listen to today's broadcast. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called How to Pray Throughout Your Day.
The Lord's Prayer is not simply a prayer to be prayed. It is a model for life. In fact, when Jesus gave the Lord's Prayer, he said, you should pray like this. Notice, he didn't say you should pray this. He said you should pray like this. Nowhere in the Bible are you commanded to recite the Lord's Prayer. In fact, God says multiple times in Scripture, don't say something over and over and over that becomes a vain repetition. You don't even think about it. But we typically take a model and make it a recipe. But God in the Bible never says the Lord's Prayer is something you should pray over and over and over. Never says it. He says, this is a model. This is a pattern. This is how you should pray, not what you should pray. And so I want us to take a typical day in your life, and I want to show you how starting in the morning when you get up, and then breakfast, and then midday, and then at noon, and in an afternoon, and then in the evening, and before you go to bed, you could use the seven phrases of the Lord's Prayer just to remember, oh, I should talk to God right now. Whether it's 30 seconds or a minute or 5 minutes or however much time you put into it, it's a simple pattern that you can use. All right, let's get right into it. Number one, we're gonna start your day with the first phrase of the Lord's Prayer. And the first thing you do when you wake up, here's what you do, write it down. First thing when you wake up, get up with gratitude. Get up with gratitude. When you get out of bed in the morning, before you eat breakfast or anything else, you should get up starting to be grateful to God and telling God all the things you're grateful for. Now, you've got a choice on what attitude you're gonna have when you get up. One guy said, you wake up grumpy in the morning? He said, no, I usually let her sleep. You can get up with grumbling. You can get up with griping. You can get up with groaning. You can get up with grousing. You can get up with grumbling. You can get up with growling. You can get up with grunting. Or you can get up with gratitude. It's your choice. Did you know that doctors have discovered that the single healthiest emotion known to man is gratitude? That the attitude of gratitude actually makes you healthier mentally, emotionally, and physically. It's actually good for your health. And so why not start every morning with gratitude to God? And you thank God for all the things that he has done for you. And what I would recommend you do is that you keep a gratitude list by your bedside. And I've put one, I gave it to you months ago, put another one in your program. You could take it home with you. You finish filling this out, stuff you're grateful for, and put it by your nightstand. And when you, but you don't have anything memorized. I've got mine memorized, A to Z, and stuff I'm grateful for. But you could get up in the morning, and before you get out of bed, you stop there and say, let me just be grateful, God, for some things. And you can read some stuff off. D, you designed my life for your great plan and purpose. Thanks, God. E, you empower me with your spirit. F, you forgive me and you forget my sins. You free me from shame and you fill my life with meaning. Boom. You can just read through this list. It will change your attitude. Doctors and actually psychologists have proven that the attitude that you have for the day is set in the first 8 minutes. So you want to grumble, grouse, groan, grunt, or do you want to be grateful? So you start your day with gratitude to God for the goodness of God. And one of the ways is just to use this little, you know, tool to make a list of stuff you're grateful for. Another way is just to make a playlist of songs of gratitude. Thank you songs to God. And you can go on Spotify or iTunes or something and make a list of songs that say thank you to God, and you can play those. And so you get up with gratitude and you wake up with worship. That'll set your attitude for the whole day.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000.
Going through life, everyone struggles with difficult situations and circumstances. As Christians, we pray. But sometimes we get stuck and we need a breakthrough. So how do we get the breakthrough we need? Through persistent prayer, which is simply a regular, daily conversation with God. Today we'd like to tell you about a guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. This brand new, one-of-a-kind spiritual growth resource from Pastor Rick will teach you the purpose of prayer, different ways to pray, and how to develop a deep daily prayer life with God. As you turn the biblically inspired pages, you will be encouraged and become more confident in sharing your hopes, your dreams, your desires, and your challenges with your Heavenly Father. You'll have lots of space to practice writing out your prayers, allowing you to record how God faithfully answers them. This high-quality hardcover book is filled with full-color devotionals, Bible teachings, scripture, and engaging exercises that will dramatically transform your spiritual life. You'll begin to live with more peace as you learn to trust God in every circumstance. We'll send you this guided experience book today as our way of saying thanks for supporting this ministry financially. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of the guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Pastor Rick with some really big news. My Daily Hope devotionals are now available in Chinese. Isn't that great? We have over a full year of Chinese devotionals available. And if you know someone who would enjoy reading these devotionals in Chinese, please, right now, email me and I'll send you the link. My email is rick@pastorrick.com, rick@pastorrick.com. Thanks a lot.
Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
You get up with gratitude and you wake up with worship. That'll set your attitude for the whole day. Very, very simple. You start with that. Now, why do we do this? Look up here on the screen. The Bible says this. What do you have that God didn't give you? Everything you have is a gift from God. And if it was given to you, how can you brag about it? So really, what gratitude does is it gets me to focus on the loving Father that we talked about last week, the Abba, the Daddy, the Papa, who gives me all that I need, who meets all my needs. And so you start your day focusing on the goodness of God. And that's the first phrase of the Lord's Prayer. Look at this, Matthew 6, verse 8 and 9. Jesus said, you know, your Father knows what you need before you ask him. You know that when you pray. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. So then, this is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven. He says, start with thinking about God and his goodness. He's a good, good father. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. He's a good, good father. He's caring. He's close. He's consistent. He's competent. God, you're a good, good father. And let me give you a list of the ways that you're good to me. And so you start your day, not with confession, not with your request. You start it with gratitude. God, you're a good, good father. Let me just tell you all the things I'm grateful for. You know what? I'm grateful for running water. I'm grateful for indoor plumbing. I'm grateful for ice. I'm grateful for bed and sheets and a blanket. I'm grateful for shoes to put on. I'm grateful for a warm house when it's cold and a cold house when it's hot outside. And you just tell God all the stuff you're grateful for and you take for granted. He says you start with our Father. James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift comes from the Father, your Father of light in heaven. So the first thing out of bed, here's what I do. Fill this in. I thank my Father in heaven for his consistent love. I recall all of the ways that he's good to me. I thank my Father in heaven for his consistent love, and I recall all of the ways that he's good to me. That's you start your day. We're gonna have seven little snippets through the day. The very first thing you do, you get up with gratitude. Now you get out of bed, you get dressed, you shower, whatever you do, and now you're getting ready to eat. First, I get up with gratitude. The second thing I do is I bless God's name at breakfast. I bless God's name at breakfast. Now I've gone from getting up to going to breakfast, and I can pray at breakfast. Doesn't have to be a long prayer, but what I do is I pray the second phrase of the Lord's Prayer, and I bless God's name at breakfast. What does it mean to bless? It means to honor. It means to give respect. It means to praise. The word, theological word, is adoration. We adore God. We bless him. We praise him. And that's the second phrase of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, you're a good God. Thank you for all you've done. You're a good Father. And he says, number two, hallowed be your name. That means holy. I'm gonna respect your name. I'm gonna honor your name. I'm gonna praise your name. I'm gonna adore your name. That's the second thing you do, and you do it at breakfast. I bless God's name at breakfast. Psalm 145, verse 2. Every day I will bless your name. Circle the everyday part. Not just every Sunday, not every weekend. Every day, I will bless your name and praise it forever and ever. Now, what is the big deal about God's name? If you read through the book of Psalms, it's mentioned about 80 times. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Give thanks to the name of the Lord. Exalt the name of the Lord. What's the big deal about God's name? Well, your name really is your character. Your name is really who you are. If you go and you get a loan, it's based on your good name. If you have a bad name, nobody's gonna loan you any money. You have bad credit, you got a bad name. You got a bad reputation. And so what God says is, when I make a promise to you, and there are over 7,000 of them in the Bible, it's based on my name. I'm consistent, and I'm gonna be depended on, and I have integrity. And in Psalms, God's name is praised over and over and over because your name is your character. Now, one of the things that happened in the Bible is that your name was more than just something cute that sounded nice. Today, we pick names because we like the way they sound. Maybe all the kids have the same letter or something like that. But in the Bible, the name was given because they thought that's what your character is. And it could be good or bad. For instance, Jacob means swindler. And Jabez means painful. So evidently his mom bore him in a lot of pain. She had a difficult labor. And your name often got attached to you, and then you start living up to your name. Well, we hallow God's name. Bless you. In the Bible, did you know that God has about 100 names in Hebrew and Greek? Why didn't anybody need 100 names? Because each name, it's actually like a title, represents a character quality of God. I've put a couple of them there on your outline just to show you. For instance, God says, I am Abba. We talked about that last week. It means I'm your loving father. I'm your daddy. I'm your papa. So God says, my name is Abba. I'm your, you can call me Abba. It's not a Swedish rock group, okay? But God also says, I am Eldia, which means I'm the God who knows you and I know everything. That's a good thing. God, I don't have to know everything. If you know everything and you know me, then you know what's best for me. I'm Eldia. I'm the God who knows you and knows everything. The Bible says, God says, my name is Jehovah Rapha, which means I'm the God who heals you. That's a good one because we all need healing, mental, emotional, spiritual, financial, physical. I'm the God who heals you. El Shaddai means I'm the mighty God, almighty God, which means I got all the power you need. You don't have to have all the power because I do, and I'm helping you, I'm supporting you. All through scriptures, there's Jehovah Jireh, which says, I am your provider. There's Jehovah Shalom, I am your peace. There's Jehovah Tsidkenu, I am your righteousness. You don't have to earn your way to heaven. I'll be your righteousness. Now here's the point. Listen real closely. All prayer is based on how much you know God. The more you know God, the less you're gonna worry. The more you know God, the more you're gonna relax. The more you know God, the more confident you're gonna be. The more you know God, the more you're gonna know you. People who have a problem with their identity, I don't know who I am. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know what I'm supposed to be. Don't know God as well as God wants them to know. The better you get to know your creator, the better you're gonna get to know yourself. So when we talk about knowing the names God, it just means, do you know what God's really like? Do you know what he means when he says, I am this and I am that and I'm Alpha and Omega? What in the world does that mean to your life? Look at this verse, Psalm 9, verse 10. Those who know your name trust in you. For you, Lord, have never abandoned those who truly seek you. So I review the names of God, and then I think about the promises they imply. If God says, I'm Jehovah Jireh, I'm your provider, means, do I have to worry about where the next meal's coming from if he's my provider? Do I have to worry about where the forgiveness is coming from if he says, I'm your forgiver? The more you know the names of God, the more you're gonna know what God is like, the more you're gonna relax. So it's just a good time. Start when you get up with gratitude. And when you go to breakfast, you bless God's name at breakfast. And you just remind yourself who God is. This is called thanksgiving and praise. And that's how you start your day. Now, then you get to work. And about mid-morning, you can take a brief prayer break. Nobody's gonna ring a bell at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. But you could still take a little prayer break. And why do you want to do that? Let me ask you a question. Do you ever find it easy to get distracted from your real work? Yeah. Do you ever feel like I'm not getting done what I need to get done? Yeah. You ever feel like you're wasting your time? Sometimes. You ever feel like your priorities just got shot out from underneath your feet? Yeah. You ever feel like, okay, it's halfway through the day or halfway through the morning and I've lost my focus, I've lost the big perspective? That's when you need to pray. Doesn't have to be long. You just sit down at your desk or go out to your truck or go in a restroom or go sit in your car. Take a minute. Take 5 minutes. And then at mid-morning, write this down, remember what matters most. If you will do this every day, if you'll begin a habit of sometime in the middle of the morning, you just pause, take a deep breath, not gonna take a long time, and say, okay, let me stop right here. What matters most? Okay, let me get the big picture, because I've gotten down in the weeds and I've lost kind of my direction and I need to pause and pray. And that's when we come to the third phrase, which is this, Matthew 6:10. May your kingdom come, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, friends, that's called a redundant statement, because when Jesus says, let your kingdom come, let your will be done, it's saying the same thing. Where God's kingdom comes, God's will is done. Where God's will is done, God's kingdom has come. He's just saying, God, we want your agenda, not our own. Do we need God's agenda? Yeah. In our lives? Yeah. In our families? Yeah. In our economy? Yeah. In our business? Yeah. In every area. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Why? Because it's always going to be the right thing. We're going to mess it up. And so at mid-morning, I remember what matters most. This is the principle of dedication. And write this down. I align myself with God's purpose and plans for my life.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and a series called 40 Days of Prayer. If you missed any part of today's message, you can go to PastorRick.com to listen again at your convenience. And while you're there, please consider signing up for Rick's free daily email devotional. And be sure to check out all the other great resources as well. That's PastorRick.com. Going through life, everyone struggles with difficult situations and circumstances. As Christians, we pray, but sometimes we get stuck and need a breakthrough. So how do we get the breakthrough we need? Through persistent prayer, which is simply a regular daily conversation with God. Today, we'd like to tell you about a guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. This brand new, one-of-a-kind spiritual growth resource from Pastor Rick will teach you the purpose of prayer, different ways to pray, and how to develop a deep daily prayer life with God. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
There's a verse in the Bible that I like to think of as a blank check. It's Ephesians 3:20. Glory be to God who by his mighty power at work within us is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes. Now that is an incredible promise from God. God says he is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of. I don't know about you, but I'm a pretty big dreamer. God says I can top that. Now, that verse also tells us that we need to communicate with God. In fact, Jesus taught his disciples that prayer was the key to living a remarkable life. Prayer is the pathway to experiencing God's limitless power. But you know, prayer is just a simple conversation with God, and you could talk to God just like you talk to me or anybody else. Now, to help you develop your prayer life with God, I have put together a brand new spiritual growth resource, and I'm calling it Experience God's Power Through Prayer. I think it's going to help you develop a deeper prayer life and a conversation with God, a daily habit of prayer, and all of the things that you need to know to go deeper and deeper in a communication with God. It's going to encourage you. It's going to inspire you. It's going to help you become confident, sharing your dreams, your desires, and even your difficulties with God on a daily basis. My prayer is that this tool will help you experience a real breakthrough in your prayer life, and you'll come to know God closer than you've ever known him before. Now, it's a hardcover book. It's filled with full color pages. It's got beautiful, inspiring photos. It's got devotional thoughts, Bible verses, practical teaching. It's just chock full of information and inspiration that will dramatically transform your prayer life. So I hope you'll get a copy of Experience God's Power Through Prayer.
And we'll send you this guided experience book today as our way of saying thanks for supporting this ministry financially. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of this guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. That's 800-600-5004 or just go to PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.